This is from the July 14th, 2019 service at Plymouth Presbyterian Church in St. Helens, Oregon.
This is what he showed me. The Lord was standing beside a wall built with a plumb line, in his hand. And the Lord said to me, "Amos, what do you see?" And I said, "A plumb line." Then the Lord said, "See, I am setting a plumb line in the midst of my people, Israel. I will never again pass them by. The high places of Isaac shall be made desolate, and the sanctuaries of Israel shall be laid waste, and I will rise against the house of Jeroboam with the sword." Then Amaziah, the priest of Bethel, sent to King Jeroboam of Israel, saying, "Amos has conspired against you in the very center of the house of Israel. The land is not able to bear all his words. For thus Amos has said, Jeroboam shall die by the sword, and Israel must go into exile away from his land." And Amaziah said to Amos, "O seer, go flee away to the land of Judah, earn your bread there, and prophesy there, but never again prophesy at Bethel, for it is the king's sanctuary, and it is a temple of the kingdom." Then Amos answered, "Amaziah, I am no prophet, nor a prophet's son, but I am a herdsman and a dresser of sycamore trees. And the Lord took me from following the flock, and the Lord said to me, 'Go prophesy to my people Israel.'" This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
You ever wish you could predict the future? Well, I've wished that a few times. I've wished I knew the score before the game was over, or the outcome of a hospital stay. Wished I knew when and if and how. I wished I'd known that Dad was going to die so I could call him one last time. But probably just as often, I've been glad I didn't know that. I was glad I didn't know years earlier how my mother would die. Glad I didn't get my wish. Not that I didn't know for certain. In fact, I'm glad I didn't know the minute I met Nancy how it would all go. That would have ruined the excitement of an entire year and a half. She's not here to defend herself, so I won't say anything. If I weren't a minister, if I had to find another career, some of you know what I would choose. I would like to be a TV weatherman, predicting the weather. I love it. I even like sometimes being wrong about the weather. So, be the perfect career. Here's the thing, though. Weather forecasts, right? Predictions of bad weather don't necessarily make it any easier, right? I mean, sometimes they save lives. Tornadoes, hurricanes, tsunamis can be avoided with little advanced warning, but it still doesn't change the damage that gets done, right? Predictions of hot weather, maybe you close your windows and your blinds, turn on the air conditioner, but it doesn't make it any easier to breathe. Just means it's hot. Step on the bathroom scale, your dessert does not go away. Look in the mirror and your hair doesn't grow back. You look at the budget and it doesn't create more money. Handicap in golfing doesn't make you a better golfer. You know what I'm saying? Not acknowledging shortcomings and mistakes doesn't help you do better necessarily. However, sometimes it would be a lot easier just not to think about it and not to see it, right? Mirror, mirror on the wall. Which is what Amaziah tries to do. In the Old Testament reading this morning, Amaziah is the high priest, and he doesn't look at what he doesn't like. He doesn't listen to what he doesn't want to hear. And the prophet Amos is that guy. Now, I'm a bit of a planner, as some of you know. I'm not the only one, I'm sure. Some of you like to plan ahead a little bit, right? Figure it out ahead of time. Guess what? It's impossible. You know this, especially if you are one. I have to relearn it over and over and over again. No matter how much planning you do, things change. All you have to do is think about how when people are sick at the end of their lives, predictions, it never goes the way we think. A few years ago, the Oregonian had a story about the weather. It came to mind last week when we were getting ready for the barbecue. The title of the article was, "It's the End of the World." Oh, no, wait, it's only rain in July. Turns out it's not uncommon to have rain in July. We learned it again Wednesday. It was a great barbecue. And a matter of fact, worst weather forecast in 5 years, best attendance. So figure that out. We couldn't plan for it. Every 20 minutes it changed. It was raining, then it was sunny, then it was raining. Sometimes it would be easier not to see the future. Doesn't help anyway sometimes. But Amaziah tries to not see it in the Old Testament. He's the high priest, and he doesn't look at what he doesn't like. He doesn't see what Amos is trying to show him. Now, Amos is one of the very earliest prophets in the history of Israel. In the study that we did recently, they start, you know, in the 800s before Jesus through the first and then the second fall of the northern and the southern kingdoms. So Amos did his work in the northern kingdom, the first one to fall, the worst one, the first one, forming political alliances with empires and not trusting in God. And it brought them down. They didn't want to deal with their issues. The king didn't. The people didn't. Jeroboam too, terrible king. Neither did the high priest, Amaziah. And so they all got mad at Amos, the truth teller. But guess what? Killing the messenger doesn't change the truth. So we can understand their impulse maybe, but then what? I mean, I get it. I can understand the impulse to kill the messenger. Sometimes my doctor. You know, we don't like bad news. And maybe the issue is not predictability, but clarity. Clarity. That's what we need, maybe. And that's hard sometimes. I saw an old revision, or a strange revision of an old quote in the internet. It might have been Facebook. I don't know where it was exactly. I can't remember anymore. But I remember the quote. It said, "Give me ambiguity or give me something else." That's the world we live in now, right? It's perfect. It's exactly our culture. You know where it came from, right? The clarity of Patrick Henry. It's the opposite of that. 4th of July, 1775, 1776, Patrick Henry's speech to the Virginia Convention swung the whole thing and they entered the Revolutionary War. Give me liberty or give me death. And now it's come to this, give me ambiguity or give me something else. Patrick Henry didn't make any predictions about the future and the outcome, but he knew where he stood. And we celebrated that on the 4th of July in the Revolutionary War. Now, moving to today, maybe the best we can hope for in the upcoming election season is some clarity, right? Maybe people will even take a stand. Patrick Henry took a stand. He was clear. Amos took a stand. So, Amos was a prophet. He was not a fortune teller. He was not a predictor. prophets are not predictors. They are truth tellers. And so the way out of bad news is not good news. We think the way out of bad news is to get some good news. No, no. The way out of bad news is hope. Hope is not about converting good news, bad news into good news. Hope is about being clear. Clear and choosing to live anyway. It's a choice that we make over and over again. Hope is not for good times. Hope is for tough times, and it's a choice that we make over and over for all time. And we have to make it over and over because it's not an easy choice. Now, there's a Native American legend called the seer who wouldn't see, right? Amos was a seer, a prophet, right? I think that the story helps us face some of the things about Amos and his message a little bit. It's a legend that starts with what they call the Earth Maker, the Native Americans. So the Earth Maker is looking out over the earth. And the Earth Maker looks around, and outside one of the villages, there's this seer sitting on a rock, but he won't see. The seer is someone supposed to see the future, be a wise man. And the seer is just sitting there, and a bird flies by, and the bird makes a prediction. The bird says, there's a terrible storm coming. You know, birds know a lot about the weather. There's no storm, says the seer, who would not see. And so the bird flies off and warns some other people of the storm. But the seer who would not see keeps saying, I know what kind of bird that is. That's a terrible, evil bird. Don't listen to that bird. We're not going to listen. There's no storm. And lo and behold, the storm comes. Washes New Orleans away. Only a few survive. And the survivors of the son of the Earth Maker, and that son and that bird do battle. And the son defies the bird and brings life. And the bird dies in the battle, and life goes on. So that's the legend. Amos was a seer. He was a prophet, and he was a truth teller. And all he did was hold the plumb line up next to the wall and say, look, the wall's crooked. But that was his job. He was the seer who did see and speak too. And throwing away the plumb line isn't going to help anything, and it's not going to fix the wall. So, now it's back to our day and us. What is this for our lives, right? Where do we need clarity? At Plymouth Church? In our world? In our lives? Where do you need clarity and what are you focused on right now? Because probably what you're focused on is where you need clarity. And maybe it's time to bring a few things out of your peripheral vision and put them in the center of your focus. And if you did that, what would it be like for you, whatever it is, to really focus on something and get clarity on it? Think of somebody praying with their eyes closed and their heart open, just trying to find that. Apparently, Leonardo da Vinci had an event happen when he was painting The Last Supper. So there's a Leonardo da Vinci painting of The Last Supper. And the story goes, supposedly while he was working on it, somebody admired it. It wasn't finished yet, but they saw it half finished. And they commented especially on the communion chalice and said, it's like you could reach out and grab that chalice. It's almost three-dimensional. It was what first caught my eye. And immediately, like while they were saying that, Leonardo da Vinci got his brush and took some paint and blotted the chalice out. He said the focus shouldn't be on the pretty cup, it should be on Jesus. So he tried again at the Last Supper. So what's our focus? If we hold a plumb line next to ourselves, how do we measure up? In faith, in service, in relationship. Whatever the answer is, for you and for me, whatever the answer is, it's the same next step. Crooked or straight, beautiful or in complete shambles, it's the same next step. Hold up the plumb line and tell the truth. And then focus on Christ. Get clarity. Focus on God. And live. Choose to live in hope. Because this is about hope. Believe it or not, this gloomy prophet Amos, hope is not about converting bad news into good news. It's about being clear and choosing to live in faith. It's not for the happy times, it's for the tough times, and it's for all time. It's the end game. Listen to how Amos proclaims hope in the midst of judgment. Now, this is to people who just want the end of the world to come. They've heard him ranting and raving, and they're saying, bring it on, let's just have the day of the Lord and you know, blow the place up. That's not completely how Amos leaves it. Now, the day of the Lord, it's what it's sometimes called in the New Testament, is a day of destruction. And it was a common reference that people would have known. They expected it, they hoped it wouldn't come, or they waited for it, depending on their outlook. And here's what Amos says about all that in chapter 5. This is just before his plumb line vision. And they've been talking about the day of the Lord, bring it on. And he says, seek good and not evil that you may live. And so the Lord, the God of hosts, will be with you, just as you have said. Hate evil and love good. And establish justice, that it may be that the Lord, the God of hosts, will still be gracious to the remnant that remains of Joseph. Therefore, thus says the Lord, the God of hosts, in all the squares they'll be wailing, in all the streets will say, oh no, alas, alas. They will call the farmers into mourning and those skilled in lamentation, and they will wail. And in all the vineyards they'll be wailing, but I will pass through the midst of you. You that desire the day of the Lord, that want that day, its darkness, not the light. Is not the day of the Lord darkness, gloom? I despise your festivals. Even though you offer me burnt offerings, I won't accept them. I don't want the noise of your songs. I won't listen to that melody. Instead, let justice roll like water and righteousness like an ever-flowing stream. That's the hope of the truth of this prophet. Let it be so for you and for me. Amen.